The scale of human suffering from more than 2 years of war in Syria is massive. At least 70,000 people have been killed, and the United Nations reports the number of Syrian refugees in neighboring countries has passed 1.6 million. Neighboring Jordan has taken in nearly 500,000 Syrians, with some 130,000 finding refuge at the Za'atari camp near the border. The U.S. refugee representative, Andrew Harper.
The camp in Za'atari is now the world's second largest refugee camp, and it's only going to go one way. It's only going to get bigger.
Services at the Desert Haven are overburdened.
We have children who get sick. Yesterday, we asked 10 times for the ambulance to come and take my grandchild.
And it's not just the refugees who are overwhelmed. Jordan's limited resources are straining under the influx. Analyst Ariba Rantawi of the Al-Quds Center says it's not something Jordan can live with for long.
Let us provide an agreed upon areas where the refugees in Syria can live in peace, but not to impose no-fly zones or safe haven, because this is a war declaration.
He wants both sides and their backers to focus solely on this humanitarian issue for now.
Why shouldn't we go for a negotiable solution for the refugees issue? Forget about the whole Syrian crisis dimensions.
He believes that having both sides agree on a civilian-only area, not to be used for battle, could be a step in solving the larger conflict. Rantawi concedes it's a matter of political will, and that's a problem those working with refugees have seen all along. The UN's Harper.
It's something which humanitarian agencies get quite impatient on, is just the lack of urgency which the international community puts towards resolving this crisis.
Major powers are planning a peace conference, but it's not yet clear if either side will show up, even as refugee numbers swell. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Amman.